to Brazil now, where the country's Supreme Court has reached a majority vote to convict former President Jair Bolsonaro of attempting a coup. It is the first time in Brazil's history that a former head of state has been found guilty of such a crime. The 70-year-old far-right leader, close ally of President Trump, had sought to overturn the results of the 2022 election. Those efforts culminated in his supporters storming and vandalizing government buildings. Bolsonaro now faces the possibility of decades in prison. Reporter Julia Carneiro has been covering this. She joins me now from Rio de Janeiro. Hi, Julia.
Hi, Marie-Louise.
Okay, tell me a little bit more about what exactly the court has decided.
The Supreme Court found that Bolsonaro was guilty of the five charges he faced, which included attempting a coup after losing the last election and leading a criminal organization that is masterminding the actions that culminated with the January 8 riots in 2023. This was similar in many ways to the January 6 Capitol riots. Thousands of Bolsonaro supporters stormed government buildings in the capital, Brasilia, just days after current President Lula was sworn in 2023. And in the case, this was seen as part of the attempted coup, but it included other actions, including a plot to assassinate President Lula and other authorities.
Now, Brazil is a country that's no stranger to coups. Give us a little bit of a sense how significant this moment is, how it's playing in Brazil.
Yes, Brazil has endured a number of coup attempts in the last century, and it was shaken by a military dictatorship that lasted 20 years and left really deep marks and ended just 40 years ago. And this is the first time that a former president and also high-ranking military are facing justice. There were three former generals that were defendants and were also convicted in the trial. And during their votes, justices emphasized the importance of this trial to show that this would not be tolerated, to show that there was no precedent for this.
Yeah. Now, I mentioned Bolsonaro and President Trump are allies. President Trump has called this whole trial of Bolsonaro a political persecution. He's imposed tariffs on the country as a result. Does that carry weight? How much weight might that carry in Brazil?
Yeah, the case has really strained U.S.-Brazil relations. The 50% tariffs on Brazilian goods that Trump imposed are really already hurting the Brazilian economy. President Lula and the Supreme Court have been emphasizing Brazil's sovereignty and saying that Brazil won't accept interfering. But of course, there is real fear that more sanctions could be imposed, not only on Brazil, but also individually on Supreme Court justices. So remember, the justice leading the case, Alexandre de Moraes, he's already been sanctioned, stripped of his U.S. visa. He's seen as an enemy by Bolsonaro and his allies, including Trump. Now, speaking to reporters at the White House, Trump said that he was surprised with the result and said, quote, "That's very much like they did to try to do with me, but they didn't get away with it at all."
Okay, so we have this decision by Brazil's Supreme Court. What are the next steps? Where does this go?
So the trial finishes tomorrow. That's when the justices will release the sentences that they will still have to discuss. Bolsonaro has been under house arrest since August. He did not appear in court, so we'll find out about his sentence and how long he's facing. They say he can face up to 40 years of a sentence of prisons. Now, his defense is likely to appeal, but for now, Bolsonaro seems to be out of the game for good. However, his influence will still be felt in the political world, and whoever gets his blessing as his successor may have real chances in next year's presidential elections. All eyes are already on that.
Wow. Julia Carneiro in Rio de Janeiro, thank you very much.
Thank you.